All right, so it's really interesting to see, again, how you just talked about being on the other side of having to call media outlets and things like that to pitch, like, hey, can we bring this guy in? Can we bring this guy in? So now you're like, shoosh, here it is. They're trying to pitch me. But I got to tell you, it's awfully relatable, the movie Dear White People, because we were actually having these conversations. Like, when I told you about my daughter, she goes to Villanova, which is predominantly, of course, an all-white school.
Okay.
And there are a lot of young black kids who always say, well, I don't know how to relate to white people on campus. I'm like, are you walking around looking angry? Because sometimes they just might feel intimidated by you. You know what I mean? And these are like young black guys who kind of probably were you. Do you know what I mean? Back when you were in college. So that's why I was just like, wow, to actually look at that on film and to see it through the eyes of like the young youth now.
Yeah.
Or to hear about
the
stories like that. I was just like, I never looked at it like that.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was a complete nerd outcast. I didn't fit anywhere. Like, I was never like, I never looked like the black people on TV. Like, that was the thing. Like, you know, white kids didn't know even really what to do with me. I was tall. I didn't play basketball. I didn't really have like the right fade ever. Like, you know, I just could never really pull it together. You know,
yes, y'all make great boyfriends. I have one of you. Yes, y'all always have bright futures ahead of each other.
Okay, good to know. but yeah, that was, so I didn't really fit anywhere. You know, I always felt like I was always in between everything.
The outcast.
Yeah. And it took me a while to sort of like find my stride and find my niche and find my thing. And that's really what the movie's about, is these kids who are all trying to find their place in the world. And that's complicated by the fact that their identities are sometimes chosen for them by the people around them and what they expect from them.
P.S. It reminds me of a big screen kind of, what's your show, Black-ish?
Yeah. But, you know, I said to Justin when he came in, I said, you know, because I had tweeted Kenya, one of the co-producers of Black-ish, and I was like, thank you for changing the way that we view black TV. And I said the same thing to you, because thank you for changing the way we view black movies. It's not just this or that. It's like a lot of in between.
There's a lot in between. And that's, the, you know, that's the other thing, too, about, you know, kind of my mission and agenda with this film is that, like, so we have, like, the really tragic stories about being black. You know, we have the slavery movies, we have the Maid movies, we have the sort of, you know, biopics of the great hero that, you know, befell a heroin addiction. We got that covered. And we have like the sort of like upwardly mobile black people who fall in love in New York. We got that covered as well. The stuff in between of just like complicated people living their lives
everyday
and trying
stuff
to figure it out. That sort of was completely absent from cinema for so long. And when I was in film school, those are the movies I longed for. You know, I had to, you know, watch them on DVD, Do the Right Thing and Hollywood Shuffle and Love Jones and even Boys in the Hood kind of came out of that tradition of like, let's tell the complicated in the middle story.
Right, because back then it seemed like we only had a choice if you were going to do that or the other.
Exactly, right. And now it's sort of, there's more black films maybe than ever before, but it's kind of the same two stories over and over again.
Yeah.
So, Justin, what do you have to say to critics who kind of like look at this, the trailers, and hear about it and be like, and they just automatically put you in that racist,
now you're stereotyping white people.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, I think they should see the movie. You know, I feel like it's the movie, the title of the movie is meant to be provocative because I didn't want anyone to sort of come to the theater to turn their brain off and just like enjoy a film. Like, I wanted people to come in to argue with the film and to be challenged by the film and to be left with something to talk about in the lobby. And if you're afraid of a movie title and that's going to keep, you know, come on, like, see the movie.
Like Black-ish.
That's exactly why.
People are like, I'm not going to see it because the title sounds crazy.
See the movie and then complain about it.
That was me.
That was you. How could you?
But no. I learned my lesson with Black-ish. I didn't do that with Dear White People.
I'll play it.
I'm like, wait a minute.